Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Charles?
Yes.
Hi, Charles. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Charles, I don't know if you remember talking to me, but we spoke last in December about getting your company on Google. I was just calling to follow up to see if it was something you would want to move forward with.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and then I got really, really busy.
Oh,
but,
really?
I mean, I'll probably still do it. Yeah, we got really busy.
Oh, nice.
And then
okay.
A lot of generators and stuff. And
yeah.
But, I'm still interested in doing this. I always want to grow.
Absolutely.
So what was the quote you were going to give me? Before is different, I know. But
it would be $299 month to month.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs. With us, there are also no contracts. I don't know if you remember. But everything that would include for you, it does have your Google Local optimization set up there for that spotlight position for 15 keyword phrases. We would submit your company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We'd get your company on sponsored Facebook ads, as well as getting you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. And since December, you haven't made yourself a website, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay, so I can absolutely include a fully 5-page customized website with that as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Honest. Okay. Yeah, man, I want to do it.
Okay.
Just, you know how it is. I'm just skeptical about if I'm going to have it at all, you know, the budget, but it should be fine.
Well, I mean, that's why we work on a monthly basis, Charles. So, I mean, if it's not making sense for you, it's not going to make sense for us, right? Like, the only way we're able to keep your business is by keeping your phone ringing. So,
exactly.
And especially with electricians, that electricians, plumbers, handyman, tree removal, those are like the top search keywords on Google when it comes to, contractors. So you're definitely in the right business for having your company listed on Google.
Yeah, I kind of want to do a different route. I don't know if you remember talking about what we talked about, but I'm trying to veer away from doing big jobs because I had a guy quit on me, and I have another employee leaving, my main guy leaving soon. So I'm kind of going to be on my own. I can hire another guy, but I kind of want to do like a service company, more on that, more side of that. But I still want to make sure it's known that I do want to do, you know, other jobs as well. But I just don't want to do a bunch of big jobs anymore because I can't really do them by myself. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can get you listed for the keywords of whatever type of jobs you want to be doing.
Okay, cool.
With the Facebook ads too, Charles, you do actually have the ability to look for employees with those. So you can't do it, so they're interchangeable, right? So you can't look for work and look for employees at the same time, but you can absolutely run ads for employees. And then, you know, if somebody has in their bio or whatever that they were an electrician, then your ad would pop up in their newsfeed. So that's another thing you can do. I mean, it's great with that because instead of just getting a random resume on Indeed, then you're actually able to see the person that's applying for your job. So
gotcha.
I've had a lot of people be super successful with that. Just so you know, that is an option with that as well. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, but yeah, I do want to do, that's what I want to go towards though. But yeah, I mean, sounds good to me. I mean, it's just, you said results are seen by how long you think on average.
I'm sorry, say that again. Results are what?
What are results? Like, what are the, we're going to see after the first payment? You're going to see not instant results, right? It's going to take a little bit of time?
Yeah, so just to break it all down for you, essentially, I'd set you up for payment, Charles. I'd get some basics about your company, send you everything in writing that we discussed. Then I'll go ahead and schedule you for a client interview. That phone call will be tomorrow or the next day, well, tomorrow or Monday, whatever you have more free. It'll be about 20 to 30 minutes, and it's really where they're going to get your account set up. From 5 to 7 days, you'd get a reporting dashboard, as well as your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you your Google business profile up and running, as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'll have the website going, as well as getting you the Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So, yes, it doesn't happen overnight, but I mean, with the Facebook ads alone, you'll start generating work within like that 7 to 14 day period.
Okay.
So, do you have any questions before I start getting you set up, or?
No, let's go for it.
Okay. So now, Charles, what is your last name? Is it Minshew? Like your business
name? Same. Yes.
Am I not saying that right? Is it Minshew?
It's Minshew. Yeah. It's more like a C, but it's like a Ukraine thing, or whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel like I had it right the first time, right? Minshew.
Uh huh. He was right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now then, I have an email for you here. Is it still the best email, WendellCope@gmail.com?
No, we're going to do my company email. It's Minshew Electric LLC, same as the company name, at Gmail.
Okay. All right. And then this is always the best phone number for you, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then the best address for you, is it still going to be the 2264 Hamilton?
Yes, for now.
Drive?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And now I'm just going to go ahead and get some basics about your company here, Charles. Now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So now, do you have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
I have made one. Designed one already.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And then I'm assuming you have licensing and insurance, correct?
Oh, yeah. I have a $2 million insurance, and I'm licensed master and journeyman.
Okay, perfect. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
It's from 8 a.m. all the way down to 6 p.m.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Saturday, sorry.
Okay. And then the best way to contact you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
All the above.
Okay, perfect. And now, would you at all, Charles, be interested in something called a call tracking number? Essentially what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. The benefit of this, it's like having a business line, but it also helps to eliminate any type of spam calls. It does come with an app, so you can track everything through the app as well. It's totally optional and included if you're interested.
Well, so what's the purpose of it, just to take calls you can't get to?
No, so it's just to list a number online that's not your personal number. So it's kind of like having a business line. But with this, so the call tracking number itself is included and doesn't cost anything additional. But in the client interview, they'll go over with you if you're interested in a greeting. That costs like $30 or something extra. I don't actually deal with that. But that's where if somebody calls you, then it would say something like, "You've reached Minshew Electric. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. Press 2 for, you know, so it makes your business seem just more, you know, bigger, right?
I like it. Yeah, so it's a different number, but it's linked to my actual number. It'll go to my phone.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay, perfect.
I like it.
So I will go ahead and text you over the application for it. It's super simple. All you do is fill in your name and then email and phone number. So just have that ready for your client interview.
Okay.
Okay. Sending that over to you right now.
And this number, the number you're, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, what were you going to say?
No, the number you're talking about that's given to me, that number, is it, if people call my actual cell phone, like personal stuff, will it still call that number, or does that number just put on everything? The one you're talking
about?
Yeah,
no, Yes, if they call your personal cell phone, you'll still have that number. That's, you know, obviously it's attached to your carrier, right? So that won't go anywhere. It's just it will only be like listed on like your Google business profile and your website and stuff like that, where it's not actually your personal number, but the calls will all direct to your personal line.
I got you. Okay. So on all the stuff y'all create, it's going to have that number you're talking about. That way they call mm-hmm. that number instead of, I got you.
Correct. So do you have a Facebook business profile or do you need us to create you one?
I have a personal Facebook that I just put on there, you know, in my info that owner of my company, of course, but more than that, no.
Okay. Totally fine. So the Facebook business profile we can create for you, it just needs to be linked to a actual personal Facebook. And this doesn't mean that people will see your personal Facebook at all. It just means when they message you from the Facebook ads, the messages will go to your personal Facebook. So okay. Just to clarify that. Now, you've never had a domain name, right, for a website?
Never.
Okay. No problem. And then now, so you're, for the services that you're offering, you said you were wanting to do more residential work, right? And then, generators, it sounds like, correct?
Yeah, panel upgrade. Not just residential. I mean, a lot of my personal clients that I have are a lot of commercial, but it's just a service work for commercial, residential, and, okay. of course, generators and, Tesla chargers, electric car chargers.
Okay.
Stuff that's not going to take me a month to finish.
So are Teslas actually pretty big in Texas?
Oh, my God. It's getting bigger every day. I've done probably last year, 50 of them. I'm a small guy, so. And
wow.
I've already done 4 or 5 this year. But
yeah.
I'm sure I'll get a lot more of them because I do one for one person, and his friend calls me, and their friend calls me. It just keeps going and going, so.
You know, I'm almost worried that my truck is going to be obsolete and I won't ever be able to get gas for it. You know, I still got 4 years of payments.
Well, I mean, I do work for one of my customers. They actually make electric cars. They're an electric car company out of California. They're down here. A new one. They're about to get really big. But they try to offer me to buy they make work electrical vehicles. It's work vehicles for contractors
okay.
and stuff. But they're pretty cool, but they're kind of ugly. I don't like the look of any of them. So,
what do they call them? I'm curious to see what they are.
It's called Canoe. Canoe. They make big trucks and vans, and they're pretty cool looking, sort of, I guess. But you know, just too weird for me.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely gonna check that out. I want to
see
what
they're
pretty
awesome,
like.
Though. They have all these toolboxes you can pull out of it. They have all kinds of little doors and stuff. That's the best work vehicle you can actually have. But
yeah, let's see. Okay. Do they look kind of like? I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. They're like round, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a round boxy look. It's just kind of weird. It's just kind of big, but you know,
yeah.
The features are pretty cool, but.
This is like the future of cars, though, you know?
I mean,
it's like every future show has a car that looks like this, and then it drives itself, and you, like, sit in the back, you know? I mean,
uh-huh.
that's pretty much what they look like. I don't know. I mean, they're not, but, you know, the only cars that actually ever had style were cars, like, in the 50s, you know?
Yep,
it's like,
yep.
Like, old classic cars, those had style, but they were also very unsafe and very gas-guzzling, you know?
Yes.
So I guess it's a safety for you know, looks, right? So,
mm-hmm.
But anyways, so let's go ahead and schedule your client interview here. 1 second. Let's see what I have available. And do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account, you know, like a spouse or a partner or anything?
Yeah, I'm on as well. My wife. Let me put it on there. It's
okay,
Courtney Minshew.
Courtney.
Same last name.
What's that, K or C?
S-C.
Perfect.
Spelled normally,
yeah, and
not
really,
E-E or anything.
Okay. And really all this does is if she ever wants to get information about the account, she can call in and get that. That's kind of all it means, really.
Yeah.
So now... Tomorrow is mostly open. Would you be more available for a client interview? It'll be like 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Yeah, I have 5 jobs tomorrow, so I won't be able to do it tomorrow, but...
Do you want to do Monday?
You are closed on weekends, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So Monday will be fine, yes. Probably okay, Monday. So. Monday, like lunchtime, if that's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, we can do 12 to 1. That's totally fine. Okay. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So just as a reminder, Monday is the 27th. You'll get a text message and an email just reminding you of the client interview before it happens. So
okay.
Just look out for that. Okay. So now I pretty much have everything I need for information. One second. Okay. One second here. All right. And it's the same address for billing, correct?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So did you have a good, pretty good holiday, though?
That was all right.
Yeah.
Which holiday was it?
Well, the last time we talked was in
Christmas.
It was just right before Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, normal stuff, a lot of money, stuff like that. It was good.
Yeah. Sounds about right. I can't believe it's already almost April. Like, the time just flies. okay.
Yeah, I have four kids. They want a bunch of stuff. So.
How old are your kids?
15, 16, 13, and 5.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I mean, they definitely are at those ages, though. They're like Xboxes, PlayStations, you know, all the fancy stuff. Yeah, or that. So now, Charles, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
The MasterCard.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
5134. 5100
mm-hmm.
0035 9238.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration?
1226.
And then the security code on the back?
716.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Charles, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $299. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. Okay, one second. So it says it was declined. So it is the same address, right, though, for the billing? And the code is 76226?
762. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't decline. The money's there.
Well, you didn't happen to get, like, a text message or anything just now, did you?
Let me see here. From y'all, I did, but not from my bank.
Okay. Let's see. So, I hate to ask you this again, but when I update the payment, it X's out everything but the last four digits. So maybe I just got a number off. Do you mind giving me the number one more time?
Let me check the account really fast here. Okay, well, I had like $2,000 in there, and now stuff got paid. So, but I gotta go put a check in the bank today. So I guess it's not there.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I have everything set up. When do you think you might be able to go to the bank?
Tomorrow. I'm gonna go today and put it in, but it won't be there till tomorrow morning. But tomorrow morning for sure.
Okay. What time? I know you said you were busy most of tomorrow. What time do you think you would be available?
It doesn't matter. You can call me in the morning. I mean, I want to do it, of course. So, I mean, it's just the way it goes right now. But, yeah, just give me a call in the morning anytime. I'll answer. And
okay.
I'll pay you.
Okay. So, no problem. I'll go ahead and call you when I get in. So, it'll be like 9:15. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's pretty bad when you look at your account 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, and it's like $2,000, and then bam, it's gone. So.
Yeah, you said you had to pay somebody or something? Is that what it was?
Payroll. It always does that. Payroll. Sometimes it takes 3 days and it takes it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's tough. Well, but, you know, I mean, you know, at least you got people to work for you, right? At the very least,
yeah.
You know, anybody. Because right now it's still a problem for a lot of people to not have workers. So
I always pay on time, even if I don't. So that's the way it goes. But, yeah, I will definitely give me a call in the morning. I'll definitely take care of it.
Okay. So, Charles, before I let you go, did you have any other questions about anything, though?
And that's it. It's just it says on Google, Facebook, and all those different sites, right? So y'all advertise on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 60 directory listings, the customized website, getting you on mobile devices, and then voice-activated systems. So pretty much take care of everything for you on the Internet.
Sweet. Yeah. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right, Charles. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Thank you, man.